Instead of resisting the wave, rely on the wave. The wave is what is picking you up and carrying you forward to the shore that you will soon be on. So instead of resisting the wave, rely on the wave. Trust the wave. Yeah, it might give you a little bit of whiplash. It might be like, whoa, that was a bumpy ride. Look at it as an adventure instead of a shitstorm. Rely on the wave. Welcome to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Zeller. If you're new to the podcast, every month I do a energy update where I share with you the four themes that you are most likely to experience during the month and how to work with those themes. This month is so powerful. It's really, wow. I was so moved just recording it. I truly can't wait to share this with you. I don't know why, but it just feels like one of the most important energy updates I've ever recorded. So this is definitely one of the most popular downloaded episodes every month are these energy updates. Please, please, please send this one to your family and friends because I just have a feeling like a lot of people could use the support of this episode this month. I know that I can, and I have felt honestly so supported in just recording it. I'm speechless almost. I mean, I just can't wait to share this really powerful episode with you. Like, wow, 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 wow. Okay, just so you know, I have a lot of offerings. I have a free class for you. I have some amazing life-changing paradigm-shifting courses that you can enroll in and work one-on-one with me. You can find all of my offerings at thetransformationschool.com. Go ahead and check out the show notes. I have a whole bunch of links for you there. If you like this episode and you give me a 5-star review, you will immediately be entered in to win a one-on-one magic session with me. That is essentially like intuitive psychic session where I use the same ability that I use to channel these episodes in every month to channel in what's going on around your life and just how to empower you. This is not about like seeing the future. That's not what I do. I don't look at your future. I basically just help you see whatever it is you need to see right now in your life to feel more confident and more empowered and to get deeper clarity. One-on-one magic sessions can also be purchased. You can see how to purchase those at thetransformationschool.com. So be sure to leave that 5-star review, share this episode with your friends, and check out all of my offerings in the show notes below. Without further ado, let's get into this episode. Welcome, everybody. I'm excited about this month. This is the first month out of, I don't know, the 18 or so of these energy updates that I've recorded that I channeled in the themes before I started recording. So it's kind of interesting to know what the themes are before I record them. Normally, I just intuitively channel them as I'm recording. But I felt compelled for some reason to write them all out beforehand. And I can see why. It's so interesting. Like theme number 4 is actually kind of an undercurrent that supports the first 3 themes. But it kind of had to be laid out in the way that they came through. And we're, of course, going to break this all down. But before I go into the details of theme number 1, I want to set the scene, I guess, here for the overall energetics and the feeling I have for March. So overall, when I think of March, I think of an ocean swell. I mean, it feels like a swell, just this enormous swell. I'm tempted to say tsunami, but it's not like, it's not that harsh. And yet it is powerful. Like it's very powerful. This is an extremely powerful, energized month, but it's also a month of deep support and activation and expansion. So it's not like it's a month of shock, but it is a month of powerful movement and shifts within our lives and a month of powerful opening, particularly opening of our hearts, so that we can experience more love, so that more love can be infused into ourselves and into our lives. And the number 1 thing I want to say before we dive into the themes is that you don't want to resist the swell. You don't want to resist it. I mean, if you've ever like played in the ocean or surfed, you know the last thing you want to do is like fight a wave. You don't want to fight a wave, especially a powerful wave. That is a losing battle. Instead, you want to soften. If you're surfing, you want to kind of soften onto your board, move with the wave. If you're in the ocean, maybe you want to soften into the wave and just let the wave play out. Fighting will be a losing battle. And so there's going to be some stuff that happens this month. And in fact, by the time you're listening to this, you are probably already feeling what those things are. You knew some of the things that you were going to be experiencing, in fact, coming into March, because you potentially already made some changes in February that spurred this cycle of transformation or change and evolution that you're now experiencing in March. And change can be unnerving, and we can feel like we've lost the ground beneath us. But the way that I want you to think of it is like, okay, I'm in a wave. And this wave isn't going to last forever. Eventually, this wave is going to kick me out onto the beach, onto the sand, and then I'm going to start walking around the sand and I'm going to find my feet again. But in order to get to the sand faster, and in order to arrive on the sand with a heart that is more expanded and more joy in my life and more manifestations and more of all the things I'm wanting and me being the new version of me that I'm hoping to become, the fastest way to get there is to not resist the wave, but to move with the motion, move with its motion, to surrender to what's happening. And surrender doesn't mean we go passive. Surrender doesn't mean we don't make decisions. Surrender doesn't mean that we don't have agency. In fact, if you think about it, like if you're in an ocean and there's a swell and you have a choice to fight the waves and, you know, flail around and just lose all your energy and like drown, or you make the choice to surrender to the wave and trust that you're going to be kicked out, trust that the wave is going to eventually expire and you're going to be able to come up for air and swim to the shore and come out a better person. That's a choice. It's always a choice. You always have a choice. Even when you don't think you have a choice, you have a choice. You always have a choice of something. So we're choosing to surrender. We're choosing to acknowledge, okay, I'm in this position and there's gold here. This is the fuel for my transformation. This is the lesson that I need right now. This is going to up-level me. This is going to get me to where I want to be. So I'm not going to resist this change, even though it's uncomfortable. I'm going to surrender into it. I'm going to see what's here for me. I'm going to experience my emotions. I'm going to get the help and support that I need as I'm in this wave, because I know that the shore is coming. And not only is the shore coming, but it's like a sparkly shore full of gold and diamonds and a rainbow and unicorns. And it's better. It's better than before. Hands down, it's better than before. And so I can wait. I can move towards that because that's what I'm wanting. I don't want to go backwards. I want to go forwards. And that's what I have to do to get there. So that's kind of the background energy. So let's go into each theme. And then in the end, we will again tie them all together. So you can see how this month is ultimately really, really here to support you and help you transcend to more amazing places than you've ever been before. Theme number one of March of 2024 is things fall apart so they can be put back together in a new and better way than they were before. Don't resist the crumble. It's what you need to feel free and find joy again. When we allow things to end, we allow them to begin again. I talk to so many people, clients and otherwise, that they have a sense that something in their life is falling apart, like it's not going well. You know, maybe this is like their relationship or their job or their health or something like that. And for a long time, they just said, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And they weren't giving it a lot of attention because there were so many other things in their lives that they had to pay attention to. And then at some point it gets to this point where it's not fine anymore. Like it's not fine anymore. And yet we hold on and we don't let it change, die, transform because we're afraid of the suffering that that might bring. We don't want to face that change. But what we want to do is we want to let it crumble. We want to let it burn. I have this episode called Let It Burn. And if you have not listened to that episode and you are having trouble letting go of something or allowing something to change, I would highly recommend listening to that episode. The reason we want to let it burn is because we can never get to something better until we let it burn. Like, your life will never get better. In fact, it will only get worse because the universe doesn't let you settle. The universe doesn't let you stay in something that isn't good enough for you. And so you're going to feel suffering. And this year in 2024, you're going to feel it even more. All those places that you've been kind of ignoring or letting things slide or being in the it's fine energy, being in denial, are going to start hurting. And in those areas, you want to allow change to occur. And a lot of times, in order for the real change to take place that you are needing, you need to let it crumble. You need to let something end. And that may not be the whole thing, but it's at least the current version, right? So like if we're talking about a relationship, maybe, you know, you're not going to get a divorce, but you're going to let the current version of the relationship end because you've got to have a new one. Like you've got to create a new version of the relationship. Maybe you're not going to leave your career, but you need to let the current version of your career end so that you can create something new there. That's what we need in March of 2024. Now, for some in this month, you're going to feel the crumbling. Like that's the dominant feeling that you'll be feeling in March of 2024 is the crumbling of something, is the letting go, or maybe the acknowledging of something. Maybe also last month in February, you made a decision to leave something or to let something end or to, you know, like file for divorce or to have that difficult conversation, to end the way that you were maybe interacting with your body. Like maybe you ended eating junk food and you ended not working out and you started working out, or maybe you left your job, something like that. Last month you made a decision, but this month you're leaning in and you're feeling the emotions around that decision. So it's like you kind of made the decision, but then this month you're feeling the full expression of that decision. You're feeling the full wave of it rushing over you. For some, this month you're going to be feeling more of like a new beginning. So you're going to be feeling maybe a little bit of the crumbling, but more so what you're going to be feeling is like, this is a new beginning. I feel like something new is beginning here. And even I have to say, for those of you that you're leaning in and you're feeling the emotions that are coming with the decision that you made last month, what you really want to focus on is that this is a new beginning, that this is a beginning of something. And you don't want to rush this phase of your evolution. You don't want to rush the wave. You can't rush the wave, right? You have to let the wave play out at its own speed. You can't resist it. You can't rush it. The wave is just going to be the wave. And you're here just riding the wave. And that's just the way things have to be. You can ride this wave and be thinking, this is the annihilation of me. This is exhausting. Oh my God. Like, and be really kind of ruminating in the emotions of what you're experiencing and the story about how, you know, it's so difficult and everything. Or you could shift and you could focus on like, this wave is leading me to something. It's leading me to my new beginning. This wave is actually accelerating me towards something. It's accelerating me towards my new beginning. Every ending has a new beginning. Every ending facilitates a new beginning. Some moments, yeah, you're going to feel like, ooh, I feel the burn of the ending. But hold on to the seeds of the beginning that are right there with you in tandem. And remember that they're seeds sometimes. So in the beginning, you don't see the flowers blooming up from the seeds, right? You don't see that shore. You don't see the shimmery, magical shore with the sparkles and the diamonds and the unicorns and the rainbow. You don't see the new version of you yet. Like you haven't stepped into that fully. But it's there because it has to be. If you allow an ending, you're allowing a new beginning. And so that is really what you want to hold on to, but you can't rush it. You can't rush this phase of your evolution. So again, for some, you're going to feel like, whoa, this is a lot. This is a huge swell. I'm really feeling the emotions of the ending of something. And yet I'm holding on to the fact that it's also a beginning. And then for some of you, you're going to feel more of the beginning energy. And that's going to feel like a swell too, because there's something new that's kind of overtaking you. And for you, you're going to kind of want to be in like blank slate experimentation mode, beginner's mind mode, wiping the slate clean, trying new things. And what you don't want to do is be overwhelmed by the swell, be overwhelmed by the wave. And then because you're kind of a little bit overwhelmed, you try and put your like old shoes on. The new beginning means that you're trying on new shoes. You're trying like a bunch of new shoes. Don't slip back into the old shoes. Those are gone. Those are dead and gone. For everyone, no matter how you're experiencing this theme number one, here's what I want to tell you. It's what is needed for the next phase of your journey to come to fruition. You can't skip this part of the journey. You can't skip the swell. It's here. It's happening. Surrender to it. Don't resist it. It's what you need. Trust that it's what you need. Instead of resistance, move into reliance. Instead of resisting the wave, rely on the wave. The wave is what is picking you up and carrying you forward to the shore that you will soon be on. So instead of resisting the wave, rely on the wave. Trust the wave. Yeah, it might give you a little bit of whiplash. It might be like, whoa, that was a bumpy ride. Look at it as an adventure instead of a shitstorm. Rely on the wave. Let's take a nice big deep breath into that. And here's what I would suggest. As you take this nice big deep breath, just say in your mind, okay, I am going to allow myself to rely on this wave to carry me forward. I'm going to allow myself to rely on this wave to carry me forward. Big deep breath in through your nose and a slow exhale out your mouth. Theme number two, a release so powerful, it overtakes you. Okay, so this is the swell. This is the swell lifting you up off your feet and circling your whole body, whipping you around. You cannot remain on 2 feet the way that you were before in the swell of this season. Like you cannot stay there. It's going to lift you up. It's going to whip you around. This is going to result in some moments of confusion or overwhelm. You're not going to feel your feet on the ground. You're not going to know which way is up or down. Again, you don't want to fight the disorientation. Don't fight the disorientation. Just let emotions flow and move. Let the emotions flow and move. Think of yourself like on a roller coaster. Ultimately, this wave has got you. The ocean has got you. It's not like it's some evil force that's got you, that's spinning you out of control. It's this loving force that has come in and that is supporting your transformation. So first of all, you want to feel into the fact that the disorientation that you're feeling or the moments of overwhelm or confusion are part of it, and you're not spinning out with nothing supporting you. You are actually being supported by the wave that is carrying you forward, number one. Just like, it's almost like I want you to write that on a sticky note and put it up everywhere, all over your house, in your car, at your office. Like, the wave has got me. And yeah, it feels like a ride, but the wave has got me. Like, I am supported. The wave has got me. I am supported. The wave has got me. I am supported. But the other thing that I think is really important to do, sometimes when we have moments or experiences in our life where those experiences trigger like a swell of emotion, and a lot of disorientation, what we can do is we can create structure that supports our flow. So we have this flow of emotion, maybe flow of change and evolution, of disorientation. we want to create some structure around us to support our flow. So first and foremost, for those of you that are my students and clients, a really important tool for this month is going to be subconscious reprogramming. You can use the manifestation reprogramming, trigger-free, self-limiting belief reprogramming. Reprogramming is a structured tool that will help to ease the flow so that you don't feel like it's overtaking you. It will help to discharge some of that flow. It will help you to feel like that wave isn't quite so like violent. It's really going to help you like feel like you're more kind of coasting and swimming rather than being whipped around. That's a really important tool that's going to provide you with some structure to the flow of the month. For everyone else, if you're ever interested in working with me, including starting this month, please just reach out to me. I have amazing tools that can support you, and that's what I'm here to do. You can connect with me on Instagram at Stephanie Zoeller Speaks. You can find me and my contact form and everything at thetransformationschool.com, and you can also see all the courses that I offer to you at thetransformationschool.com too. Another thing that you can do, you can also start to provide structure that supports your flow with little anchors throughout the day. So like having things that you do at the same time every single day, little tasks, like maybe it's something as simple as like making your bed or having the same thing for breakfast every morning. Maybe it's like wearing the same article of clothing, going to the same workout, having the same workout routine at the same time every day. Some of you may be like, I don't really like structure and routine, and that's fine. I get it. Not everybody is meant to have a lot of structure and routine, but when you feel like there's chaos happening in your life, structure and routine can support you and can slow down the perception and your feeling of the chaos and can provide for you what feels kind of like a safe container for you to experience your life in. That's what structure and routine can do for you. So it's really important for everyone to have some sort of structure and routine. Maybe you do like your meditation at the same time every day, but it's like you want to create these touch points, these little anchors throughout your days of the same thing that you're doing every single day at the same time. And it's something that you can then rely on and feel as though it is supporting you. This feels like a tiny thing. Maybe some of you are like, meh, whatever, that's not even worth the effort. It is worth the effort, trust me, especially if you're feeling this swell or a lot of emotions or like a lot of even just that new spring energy where you're just like, oh my gosh, there's a lot of new things happening. Even if the new is good, right? Because that's the other thing. Maybe something has ended and a new thing is beginning and the new is really good, but it's like anything new can be a little bit of a shock to our nervous system. And your nervous system can kind of be like a little haywire. So in order to regulate the nervous system with anything new that's happening, you want to create some structure, and that will help to regulate the nervous system. It will help to decompress the stress load in your system. So creating these little anchored touch points will make a world of difference. And you also want to become aware of what you're needing and provide it for you. So you want to just have like, let's say two moments or touch points throughout the day, maybe in the morning or at night or in the morning or at lunch or something, where you just like ask yourself, what do I need right now? What would make me feel a little bit more anchored? What would help me to kind of regulate my nervous system? What would make me feel a little bit better? And then you want to give it to you. Like you give it to you, give it to yourself. Doing that is going to massively, massively help you. Theme number two, a release so powerful it overtakes you. A release. The swell is a release of the old version of you, of the old things that aren't serving you, of the emotions that have been kind of blocking you, of just like the old you. A release that is going to massively free you and make you feel so much better. Okay, so again, don't resist it. Don't resist the release. Worst thing you can do. If you find yourself like resisting, like you're gripping so hard and you're just like resisting any change, resisting what's happening this month, get extra support, you guys. Get extra support. Reach out to me again, thetransformationschool.com, or you can DM me on Instagram. If you have a therapist, get some extra appointments, reach out to your support system, reach out to your coach, do something Because if you're resisting it, that means that you are overwhelmed and you need extra support on board. Resisting is going to be harder for you. It takes more energy to resist. So just like use your tools, feel your emotions, create your own support around you to support that flow that's happening through you and keep going. Okay, big deep breath in. Theme number three, you don't have to be that creative. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Put one foot in front of the other. Your next step forward is the most obvious answer. Don't second guess yourself. So this is, oh man, this is such an interesting theme. What I'm seeing in my head is kind of like a kaleidoscope. So it's like something has ended, a new beginning is coming in, and it's like you're looking through a kaleidoscope and you're seeing through the kaleidoscope that there's all these different possibilities. Like, oh my God, there's so many possibilities for me. I could go this way, this way, this way, this way. This could happen. This could happen. It's like that seashore. You're looking at the shore and the shore has all these different ways it could look for you. And in a way that can be overwhelm in and of itself because you're like, there's so many options. And sometimes when there's that many options, we get in our head about it and we start thinking, like we start overthinking essentially. And sometimes we even think we have to get like really creative or we want to take shortcuts or we want to get almost like too extravagant with our next move. And this is so interesting because I've never had a theme like this, but what this theme is saying is it's actually the most obvious answer. Your next step forward is what you think it is. It's the most obvious answer. I want to caveat this. If you are trying to make the decision from like your shoulds and from what other people think you should do, and you're making a decision because you're afraid of what people will think of you, that is not what I'm talking about. If that is something that you feel like, if you feel like you make a lot of decisions out of fear, or because you don't want people to think badly of you, or because you're afraid of consequences if you make a new decision, then you should definitely come work with me because I will help you start to differentiate that overthinking mind and that fear voice from your intuition. What you want to do is you want to be able to discern what your intuition is and then follow your intuition. This month, for those of you that are at least a little bit, if not a lot, tapped into your intuition, you're going to have a sense of like what's best for you. That's the answer. Don't overthink it. Don't try to get creative. You may not want to go by the book. You may want to like cut corners. You don't need to. Use tested pathways or the guidebooks set forward by experts. Use the pathway that seems the most obvious to you to move forward. You know in your heart what to do. Don't talk yourself out of it. It's like, the most obvious answer is the right one. And a lot of times, maybe it's one that has been tested and has been vetted by others and has the least obstacles that seem obvious to you. Now, the most obvious answer may also be the hardest one for you to make. Like maybe it's the scariest one. But even if it's the harder answer or the harder pathway, if it's the one that makes the most like intuitive sense to you, that's the route that you should be taking. That's the decision that you should be making. Follow where your heart is guiding you, even if it's harder. Don't get creative. This is so interesting that I'm getting this, but I feel like at certain points of the month, this may really resonate with you, this message. Like, don't get too creative. Just do the thing that seems most obvious to you. Even if it's hard, like maybe it's hard and it's scary. Just because it's obvious to you doesn't mean it's not going to kind of be like crunchy or difficult as you move forward, but like do the thing that's most obvious to you that your heart is guiding you to. Just do it. Don't overthink it. Don't try and get creative or cute about it or like take it and then add all these extra ways of doing it. Just what's the most obvious? And then put one foot in front of the other, right? So, okay, let's listen to the whole thing again. You do not have to be that creative. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. And by the way, like sometimes when something ends and we have a new beginning, we can do this. It's like we can all of a sudden put all this pressure on ourselves and then we have to be really creative and do all these new flowery things. And it's like, no, you don't have to be that creative. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Put one foot in front of the other. Your next step forward is the most obvious answer. Don't second guess yourself. Okay. Let's take a nice big deep breath into that. And exhale. All right, theme number four. This is the juice. This is the motherfucking juice, my friend. Theme number four, a swell of joy, compassion, humility, love, and fullness. When your heart has been opened, even by hardship, obstacles, or unexpected events, that openness is a crack that lets the light in. Because of the swell that's overtaken you, because of the ending and the new beginning of something, because this swell is forcing your heart to open a little bit, it's also letting the light in. It's also letting joy and compassion and love and fullness and humility in. It's connecting you to your root, to what matters, to your heart, to your truth. So what you want to do with theme number four, because this is the pervasive energy, this is what the swell is made of. The swell is made of love. The swell is made of love. So if you're resisting the swell, you're resisting love. So you want to enter into the swell, you want to surrender to it, you want to open your heart up to it, and then you want to relish the fullness of it. Feel it as it enters in. Feel it as it supports you. Feel it as it moves you around. Feel it as it lifts you up and guides you forward. It's the undercurrent throughout the whole month, this feeling that you're being held, supported, and guided through the whole thing. You can sort of demonize the swell. Like, this is negativity bias. I just released an episode called The 7 Signs That You're Stuck in a Loop of Suffering. If you're stuck in a loop of suffering, then you may demonize the swell. You may be like, this is really fucking hard. I'm so confused. I don't know what's going on. I feel out of control. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What you're doing there is you're demonizing the swell. You're saying like, I don't want this swell. But the swell is love. The swell is here to support you. The swell is guiding you. The swell is holding you. You're resisting the swell, and that is what is creating your suffering. Your resistance to the swell is creating the suffering. Your resistance to the swell is creating the exhaustion. Let the swell open you. The swell, I get it. The swell can feel hard. The swell can feel confusing. Oh, but the swell loves you. I mean, the swell is truly, it's like here. It's here to support you. It's lifting you up. It's guiding you through the whole thing. It's not like guiding you and then forgetting about you and then you're all alone. No, the swell is picking you up. It is supporting you. Yeah, it's spinning you around. It's taking you on a little journey. It's supporting you. It's moving you forward. It's guiding you through the whole thing. So what you want to do is you want to cultivate an awareness of that's what is happening. Don't be adversarial with the swell. Don't be against the swell. It's here for you. So if you can cultivate an awareness that the swell is here for you and it's here for your highest good and that you're being massively expanded because of it, then it will change your whole perception of what is happening to you and for you. So you want to let gratitude for the swell, for your experience, for your life, for all the good things, for how everything is working out for you, for all the newness that is coming in. Let gratitude pervade the whole month and it will accelerate your expansion. Imagine being in the swell. Imagine someone fighting it, thrashing around, freaking out, screaming, letting all the air out of their lungs, running out of air, looking around, thinking about how terrible things are going, how they're never going to survive the swell. Now, think about someone knowing that at the end of this swell, they're going to be pushed out onto shore with all this magical stuff. Knowing that the swell is here to support them, that the swell is a loving energy that is embracing them, that is not here to hurt them, but to provide them with what they need for their expansion and their up level. Imagine that person softening their body, opening their eyes, smiling really big, letting the ocean take them, looking around, seeing big turtles and dolphins and fish swimming around them, and they even start laughing and giggling. feeling excitement and gratitude in their body, that is what you need to do this month. Because if you look around in your life, you will be shocked at how much you are actually being supported. The opportunities that you are actually being given, the ways that the world, the universe, God has actually shown up. Look for that. Just look around. It is there. 100% for every single one of you, it is there. I promise you. Look around. You are being supported. It's up to you what you focus on. It's up to you if you allow yourself to feel the joy and the gratitude of being supported. If you do, if you allow yourself to experience the joy of the swell, you look around, you're smiling, you're swimming with the dolphins, you're looking around and seeing how everything is working out for you, how you are being supported, how you are being given just what you need. If you let that joy in, it is going to massively transform you. It will accelerate everything, and you will attract more and more of that joy to come in, because joy begets joy, and suffering and resistance begets suffering and resistance. Joy attracts joy. Abundance attracts abundance. Magic attracts magic. And suffering attracts more suffering. Theme number 4, a swell of joy, compassion, humility, love, and fullness. When your heart has been opened, even by hardship, obstacles, or unexpected events, that openness is a crack that lets the light in. Feel the light coming in. Look around. Notice how you're being supported. The swell is here to fill you with love and expansion more than you have ever felt or ever known. Let it do its job. Let it support you. Surrender and let the swell take you home. Quick recap here. Theme number 1. Things fall apart so they can be put back together in a new and better way than they were before. Don't resist the crumble. It's what you need to feel free and find joy again. When we allow things to end, we allow them to begin again. Theme number 2, a release so powerful it overtakes you. Theme number 3, you don't have to be that creative. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Put one foot in front of the other. Your next step forward is the most obvious answer. Don't second guess yourself. And number 4, a swell of joy, compassion, humility, love, and fullness. When your heart has been opened, even by hardship, obstacles, or unexpected events, that openness is a crack that lets the light in. At the end of this month, towards the end of this month, maybe the beginning of next month, you will start to feel your feet on sand again. Until then, feel in to how the swell is supporting you. Rely on the support of the swell and the structure that you create in your day and the ways that you support you to hold you through this expansion. Look around you. Notice the amazing things that are happening, the ways that you are being supported, the ways the light is coming in. Hold on to the ways that the light is coming in. Feel that fullness. Feel that gratitude. And in the words of Joseph Campbell, find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain. This month, an ocean of love is here to lift you up out of the old, out of the pain, out of the suffering, out of the things that aren't serving you. And it is here to carry you forward to a place that your heart has been craving. Let the ocean of love support you. Don't resist what's happening to you, for you, around you. Soften, trust, and let the ocean take you home. It's got you. It has got you. It's safe to release your gripping. So, my friend, in this swell that you are in, go ahead and soften your body, open your eyes, put a big ass smile on your face, and swim with those fucking dolphins.